part of the New South Wales camp. Paul Sirin and Ciro, a very good morning to you, mate.
Hello, boys. Nice to join you from... it's a little bit damp and bleak here in Adelaide City, but apparently the weather's going to fine up a bit later on, which is good.
Now, psychologically, the loss of Latrell, how hard did it hit the squad?
Oh, look, I Steve Crichton's been running in. I mean, what Freddie's been doing, the coaching staff have been interchanging players all week into different positions just to cover all scenarios. So, I think everyone's quite comfortable with Critter jumping in there because he's been doing work all week with the side. So, look, we won't, he's a game breaker, Latrell, but we won't lose too much with Critter jumping in.
Ciro, where did New South Wales break down Queensland?
If I knew that loss, I'd be on the coaching staff. But I'm the water boy. I know we roll out the same cliches all the time, mate. It'll be one in certain moments, mate. It'll probably be these games are more won on the back of maybe a mistake or something from the opposition. But look, you just got to complete kick well, just to do all that sort of stuff and then get into the grind with them, mate. So that's what we'll be doing. So and we're quite comfortable with the side we've got. We've got some speed out wide. We've got some two of the smartest halves in the game. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, Tevita Pengai Jr. Ciro, he wasn't on the radar of a lot of people. Obviously, he was on the radar of the selection committee and Freddie. What's he like in camp? And given the talk that has surrounded his selection about he's going to be our enforcer, he's going to intimidate, and he's going to go out there and give it to the Queenslanders. the only issue I see is him sort of reading all that and believing it and thinking that's what he's got to do and then possibly finding himself off the field. But how do you think he'll handle that, and what type of player or performance can we expect from him?
Well, Loz, you need a couple of blokes in your team who are just a little bit on the crazy side of things sometimes, mate. But I'm sure he'll be look. And he's the forwards have been talking to him, the coaching staff have been talking to him. He knows his role. But look, he'll bring some intimidation. But yeah, look really these days, as we all know, mate, you can't belt anyone. You can't hit them high. If you hit them high, you're in the bin, and you penalise your team. So it's look, he'll do his role and he'll do it well. And and he has been. Look, I know his name was thrown up a couple of years ago by the coaching staff as a player they're looking at for the Blues squad. So he's always been, I think, in their plans at some stage. And just so happens with injuries to key middles at the moment, he's the one who's got his opportunity. So it's up to him now to perform and to hold his spot.
Ciro, it's Bulldog. I just want to ask you, heading toward game day, can you feel inside the camp that the tension grows? Can you see players' personalities change to some degree in terms of they know this big game is approaching quickly? And if so, who are the players in camp that keep it light?
Well, look, you got the Fox to do that, mate. He'll lighten the mood wherever he goes. So he's been great to have around. We probably missed him last year, just his energy around the playing group. But look, they tend just, I wouldn't say withdraw, but they tend to be a little bit more retrospective and a bit quieter heading into game day. But it just depends. I mean, some blokes have got the same sort of build up for all games. Some bloke will laugh and joke around, others will try and get the angry head on. I had to do the same because I was always pretty easy going. I had to try and get myself revved up for big games and just to switch on. But look, no, there's a subtle change, Bulldog, but nothing that you would say, oh boy, I mean, you'll certainly feel it. You generally feel it heading into the sheds. Into the sheds, you'll know. You'll get a sense if they're ready to go. You'll just know. You'll go, boys, we're on tonight. You can just get a feeling sometimes. And there's other times too when you get a bit concerned. You go, oh, geez, they're not quite with it at the moment. And I guess it's from years of experience hanging around footy sides. You generally get a sense of that, but fingers crossed, mate. We will, because we have to win game one. This game is absolutely vital. So We need to be ready to go. We're heading out. The captain's running an hour and a half, and the boys are switching on and be ready to go.
The captain's run, Ciro, like 30 minutes max, something like that?
Oh, about that, Loz. Yeah, look, we'll go out a bit earlier. The kickers will go out a bit early and do some kicking practice and some goal kicking and other it's the same routine as they do for their club sides. Like Matt Cleary will go and sort of hit 20 to 30 conversion attempts, and then backup kicker will probably be Critter, Steve Crichton will do that too. The team will join there, but really it's a case of it'll be maybe 30 to 40 minutes max, and then everyone knows their job and have a bit of a recovery session and then ready to go for the game tomorrow night.
And Nathan Cleary, no doubt that he'll play. There was some concern that he had a serious tooth issue.
I'm waiting for the Queenslanders to roll it. Oh, there's a flu virus going around the camp. They'll roll that out at some stage today for sure. I think Nate's okay, mate. Some antibiotics and other bits and pieces, and if not, I'll go to the chemist to give him some Bongiella to rub on his tooth. That'll numb it up. But we used to live with the kids, so we'll be right.
And Freddie's earthing. You get involved there, Ciro?
Well, I don't like getting wet, cold feet, to be honest, mate.
I'm with you, Ciro. I like to put my gym socks on.
I'm a little bit soft when it comes to that sort of stuff, but there's been a little bit of that, mate. But the boys went for a bit of a walk last night. There's a little bit of getting in touch with the minerals in the soil and whatnot too. But all good. We'll be ready to go.
Put your hand on a beer. Plenty of minerals in that, Sarah.
I might be doing that this afternoon, gentlemen. So
we'll see you later today, Ciro.
I look forward to it, gents.